Kof Beis Iyar, Thursday the 18th of May, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Inyone Shavuos.
See, you're learning very quickly. Okay, so the topic is Inyone Shavuot, but I'm going to be speaking about Sfirat HaOmer, and you'll understand why that is Binyan Shavuot in a minute. So the first thing, I just want to bring you a small remez, which is quite yadua. Lag LaOmer is the middle, is like a different, we're starting now a new period. There's a period till Lag, and then there's a period after Lag. The Mefarshim say there's a remez badavar. Till Lag, you have 32 days, which is Lev. After Lag, you have 17 days, which is Tov. So the purpose, the tachlit, of the days of the Sfirat HaOmer is in order to try and make ourselves into a Lev Tov. You know, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, told his Talmidim, don't find out for me the best part. So one of the Talmidim said it's a Lev Tov, and he said, yes, I agree with that. That's the right explanation. So the purpose of the days of the Sfira is to help us to become into a Lev Tov. But it's divided into two parts. The first part, to Lag, is Lev. To make ourselves into a heart. What does that mean? Yeah? The Pasuk says, V'asirotit lev ha'evi mibisachem, v'natzati lachem lev basam. Yeah? We've got lots of stones in our hearts. Yeah, we've got lots of impurities. So the first step is to remove the impurities, that we should have a regular heart. It should be a soft heart, a lev basar. The second step is tov. Now we have to climb in the ma'alot of mitzvot, midot, and so on and so forth. So there's two parts to the Yemei Sfira. The Sul Mera, which is the first part, to remove the impurities, and the second part is the Va'aseh Tov. Once we come past Lag LaOmer, we are now focusing on the Va'aseh Tov. We're now coming closer to Kabbalat HaTorah. It's less than 2 weeks to Shavuot. So we're focusing now on the Inyanim of Va'aseh Tov. So I want to be makdim this, that's the Hagdama. I want to explain this with the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. The mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is very interesting because there's two parts to the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Menachot Daf Samech Vav, mitzvah limimne yome, u mitzvah limimne shavuot. There's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. Because lechol is a very strange thing, isn't it? We just counted hayom shiv'ar shloshim yom, shehem chamisha shavuot shnei yamim. Why do we need to explain ourselves? We need to say how many weeks it is? We can't divide 37 by 7. We can't make a simple calculation ourselves. What's wrong? We just say today 37 days. Obviously, we understand 37 days is 5 weeks and 2 days. Why do we need to make that? Why do we have to say that? It's part of the Sfira. The Gemara said that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, there's two parts of the Sfira. There's a mitzvah limim neyome and a mitzvah limim neshivue. It's two parts. We learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Sfatem lachem machot ha-shabbat v'yom b'yechem t'omei ha-terufa, sheva shabbatot t'bimot yena." That's the 7 weeks. Ad machot ha-shabbat ha-shvit t'spiru chamishim yom. That's the days. We have to count weeks. We have to count days. So what's the two parts of the mitzvah? Secondly, I'll show you over here that there's a chiluk between the days and the weeks. Because what is the mitzvah bizman hazeh? Is there a mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh midoraita? It's a big machloket rishonim. The Rambam paskens in Tmidim Musafim that there is a mitzvah doraita bizman hazeh b'chol makom b'chol zman. Nowadays we count the Omer, it's mitzvah doraita. That's the data Rambam. However, Rova rishonim b'chlalam Maran Rav Shulchan Aruch Beit Yosef hold the mitzvah midrabanan is mitzvah nowadays is midrabanan is zechel mikdash. It's not doraita anymore. The reason is, we don't have the Korban HaOmer. Because the Torah says, Usfatem lachem machot Shabbat, miyom haviyachem et Omer HaTenufa. You have to count from the time when you bring the Omer HaTenufa, which was the Korban, which they brought on the second day of Pesach. Since we don't have the Omer Atzebufah, so therefore we also don't have the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. It goes together, it goes hand in hand. So these Rishonim hold that since nowadays we don't have the Korban, we also don't have the mitzvah. Are we counting the Omer nowadays? Midrabanan Zechel Mikdash. That's why after we count the Omer, we say, Rahman Yachzi Avodat HaMikdash Min Korban Bin Rabbi. Because the Rosh should return to us the Beit HaMikdash, we should be able to do properly the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer Doraita. So, according to the Rambam, nowadays it's Doraita, it's independent of the Korban. According to the Rav Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, it is Midrabanan, Bizman Hazeh. There's an interesting shitta in the Rishonim, brought down in the Ol Sameach. The Ol Sameach brings down the shitta of the Rambam, the Rabbein Yerucham, and other Rishonim hold like this as well. That there's a chiluk between the days and the weeks. The days is Doraita filu bisman hazeh, but the weeks is midabana. That's what he holds. It's a chiluk. Counting days is Doraita bechol makom v'chol zman. Counting weeks is un bisman v'had the korban ha'omer. And the Ol Sameach says on this, he says the gezerat melech u'besod Elohim miyavo. They learn it's a gezerat melech, meaning. Now that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, from the time when you bring the Omer Atzenufa, the Korban Omer, Sheva Shabbatot in Motiyena, the 7 weeks. So the 7 weeks are connected to the Korban. Ad Machutah Shabbat, the Shvit, Tisburuch HaMishim Yom, the days, it's not connected to the Korban. So the days is always Doraita. That is the Gzerat Melech. But the Osamech said, I don't know the reason. Who can understand the gezerot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then he leaves it, he brings the shitta, but he doesn't explain it at all. Before I'm going to attempt to give an explanation, which is, I also had this explanation, but I saw it as well, brought down in Tzvi Kozelewski, in his recent sefer, which he brought out on the Torah Tzvi, he brings down this explanation. I always used to say this explanation with Dati. So, Baruch Hashem Kivanti Lidat Gedolim. The Minhag Asfardim is an interesting Minhag. When we count the Omer, we say Hayom, Shiv'al Shloshim Yom La Omer, Sheheim Chamisha Shabbat Ushnei Yamim. We say La Omer in between. The Ashkenazim say La Omer at the end. Hayom Shiv'al Shloshim Yom. Sheim chamisha shabbat u'shnei yamim la'omer, right? Say la'omer at the end. Makes more sense. Yeah, you're counting first, and then you say the end la'omer from the omer from the korban omer. But we say hayom chamisha hayom shivah shloshim yom la'omer. We say la'omer after the days. Sheheim chamisha shabbat u'shnei yamim. Why do you say la'omer in between? It's strange, isn't it? So Chacham Ovadia brings down from Rishonim already. That this, the reason is because we're choshesh with this opinion, the opinion of Rabbeinu Rucham, that the Ikka Sphira is the Sphira Tayyamin. That is the right even Bizman Hazeh. In order to signify this, we say La Omer after the Sphira Tayyamin. Yom Shiva Shloshim Yom La Omer. Because that is the Ikka Sphira. Sheheim Chamisha Shavuot Shnei Yamin, that's the Rabbanan. So we say it afterwards. That's interesting that this Shitta is used also Lema'aseh. So what is the understanding of this opinion? Sfirat HaYamim Doraita, Sfirat HaShavuot is Rabbanan. What is the question? So the explanation goes as follows. What is the reason, and with this we explain also, why we got the two parts of the mitzvah, which we started off with. Why don't we count just the days? And we work out how many weeks it is. Why do we need to have, why is there a mitzvah l'mim l'yom, a mitzvah l'mim l'shavu? The answer is very simple. There's two parts of Sfirat HaOmer. There's a part of Sfirat HaOmer which is counting weeks. What is the tachlis of counting the weeks? What is the purpose of counting weeks? The purpose of counting the weeks, the Zohar Kadosh says, in Parshat Emor, is that Isha Nida, a woman who's a Nida. Because Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were in the midst of the Tumah. Mitzrayim was a very Tumadika place. Yeah? We know the Torah says, we read it in last week's Parsha, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Ba Lo Ta'asu. You mustn't do like the of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Melamed She Eretz Mitzrayim Haya Garua Mishar Atzot. The behavior of the people living in Egypt was worse than any other country. That's why it tries to madgish it. It mustn't do like they did in Mitzrayim. They were shtufim b'zima, with adultery, shtufim b'avodah zara, full of avodah zara, wherever he went, it was gilulim, as Rashi brings down, Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't daven. In Mitzrayim, he had to go, kitzeti ta'ir, frost kapay l'Hashem. He had to go outside the city to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the city of Mitzrayim was full of gilulim, full of avodah zara, and it was full of witchcraft and magic and all these things which the Torah says this is ikre esurim. We're not allowed to at all. The Torah finishes off after you have the whole parash of kedoshim to you. Yeah, the only with the end of the parasha. So that was the tumah of Mitzrayim. It was very very strong tumah. It was a very strong klipah. Klal Yisrael were in the midst of that tumah. So the first thing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. Yitziat Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out from the Tumah. Is that enough? It's not enough. The Zohar compares it to an Isha Nidah. A woman is a Nidah. When she's actually a Nidah, so she's in the midst of the Tumah, she stops. The Veset stops. Yeah? So now that's like Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's finished. Yeah? They're out of the Tumah. But is that enough? No. She now has to count 7 clean days. V'safra la shiva nekiyim v'achatitam. V'safra shivat yamim v'achatitam. She has to count 7 days. What is the purpose of the 7 days? The purpose of 7 days is to remove the pagam of the tumah. To separate from the pagam of the tumah. Because even when you're out of the tumah, the pagam is still there. So you need a separation from the pagam. Mashal ima adzavah domen. What is this comparable to? A person fell into the box. He's from top to toe, he's completely muddy. Yeah? So what's the first thing you do? Schlep him out. Yeah? You take him out. But if you take him out from the box, is he now clean? He's not clean yet. He needs to have a shower. Yeah? So that's the moshel. Klal Yisrael were in the Tumah Mitzrayim. They were in the box. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. That's Yitziat Mitzrayim. Did that make them clean? No. They now have to go through the cleansing process. What's the cleansing process? So the Zohar Kadosh says, for Nidah 7 days, and Klal Yisrael, because they're such a deep tumor, they need 7 weeks. 7 weeks. The 7 weeks is connected to 7 days of a nidah. It's a cleansing process. Yeah? It's to remove all the dirt and all the impurities and all the filth that they had in Mitzrayim. That is the Sur Merah. That's the 7 weeks. The 7 weeks is Sur Merah. That's that chelek. Then we have the counting days. What's counting days? Counting days is about set off. Why? What's the reason why we need to count the days of Sefirat HaOmer? Says the Chinuch. What's the reason? Because we're looking forward to the day of Matan Torah. We're looking forward to receiving the Torah. That's, we're counting. When a person is looking forward to a very important event, he counts how many days it is to that event. So the Chinuch asks, but when we count and we're looking forward to an event, we count down, we don't count up. Let's say a person looking forward to the holidays. Yeah? And he's counting how many days it is to the holiday that he's going on this wonderful holiday, he's going on this wonderful cruise or whatever it is. Yeah? He counts down. He says, I've got 50 days to go, 49 days. He's crossing off the days in the calendar. Right? So why do we count up? We should start the other way around. So Mefarshim explained, it's very, very important. This is a very important yeson. This is a very important principle. It's a very important to understand what is the days of Sphira all about. The difference between counting up and counting down. When do you count up and when count down? If you're not interested in the days that you have to wait through, you count down. You're crossing off these days. You're not interested in them at all. You just want to finish with them. You just want to get to the time when you're going to have this, whatever it is. But if the days are, you're counting, you're waiting for that time, but in this time you're preparing yourself to get to that, to reach to that level, to be able to have that, whatever you're supposed to be having, in that case you're counting up. Because every day is important to you, because every day is a day which you're preparing yourself. I'll give you a mashal, yeah? A person's getting married, you just got engaged, right? He's getting married. When's the wedding? 3 months' time, right? So he, before that, he was a bocher. Now he's engaged. He's going through the engagement period. Right? And then, after that, he's going to be married. So, what's the engagement period all about? So a fool, he can't wait to get married. So he's just crossing off the dates. Right? How many more days till my wedding? Yeah? That's a fool. But Chacham, he realized the engagement period, not just, you just have to get through this time to get under the chuppah. We're not just getting through. The engagement period is a time of preparation, both physically, spiritually, morally, in every sense of the word. The day, those days, every day is counted. Yeah? As a person understands, if he doesn't prepare himself physically, yeah, he won't have a wedding. He needs to prepare himself, he needs to prepare the chasna, he needs to get his clothing, he needs to prepare the deer away, he's going to stay after the apartment, everything, all the preparation. If he doesn't do that, he won't have a chasna. So that's physically, but spiritually as well. A person has to learn Tarsa Mishpacha, he has to learn Hilchas Shana Shoina, he has to learn Hashkof of marriage, how to live with a wife, what's it mean, what's marriage all about, what it means to be a Yid now, he's going out to the world, he's going out from his parents' house, what does it mean, how to stand on his own feet, and so on and so forth. So every day is a valuable day, it's a day of preparation. It cannot be long enough. I always say, engagement, what's no chachma to rush it? Why are you rushing it? You have to be ready to stand under the chuppah. The longer is the better. Every day is counted. You need that time. You need that preparation. It's not a be just to finish off with it and make the chasen as soon as possible. That's not the Indian. There's a period of engagement. There's a period when you need to hachana. Memela, you count those days up. Oh, today is one day. I've used this day properly. I know there's a day now coming. Whenever you count something, it means it's choshev. Yeah, it's something important to you. You count your money, ahead of it, yeah? You count your money because it's chashiv, right? So you count the days because every day has got chashivas. Every day has got important. And a day when you don't count, you've missed. It's missed. You can never rectify that. It's missed. It's felt in the shleimus. It's not temimot. The Kabbalah Satori is also a marriage. It's a marriage, yeah? Because both the chatan with the kala, the ha-sina kafalim ha-kigigit is the chuppah. It's a marriage. We're getting married, Rabbi Yisai. This is the engagement. Engagement, now we're preparing ourselves, right? And if we miss one day of the preparation, one day we were not well, one day we didn't bother, whatever, we were not in the mood, yeah? It's missed. So we come under the chuppah, but we're missing that day of preparation. Kabbalah Sator is not the same Kabbalah Sator we've missed one day. It has to be Timimot. These days are not stam, a time period we have to go through. It's days where every day is counted, every day is a preparation. That's the Vasei Tov. What do we have to prepare ourselves? It's Memchet Kinyanei Torah. It's 48 Kinyanim that we need before we receive the Torah. So Leib Lopin used to say, the 48 days is 48 Kinyanim, to work on each day another Kinyan. And the 49th day we have to Chazor of all the Kinyanim. And then we roi to Mekabel the Torah. So that is the two parts. That's mitzvah l'mim l'yom and mitzvah l'mim l'shavuah. There's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Right? The mitzvah to count the weeks is sumera. Get away. 7 weeks is connect the 7 days which the nidah counts to remove ourselves from the tumah. What is the 50 days? Ba'asei tov. So we have the two parts in Svetim. That's why we got the two mitzvot. We have to count the days, we have to count the weeks. We have to mention both. And that's what Rabbeinu Rucham says, the days is d'oraisa. The days count the days. Ba'asei tov applies always. But sum merah we can't do properly nowadays because we don't have the korban ha'omer. The Korban HaOmer was able, through bringing that Korban, we were able to properly, to start of the cleansing process. We're not able fully to do that cleansing process nowadays, because we're missing the Korban. That's the explanation to understand the opinion of the Rebbe Yeruch. So that is a very, very important idea and gedank in Sefirat HaOmer. With this, we can understand something very, very important. The name in the Torah of the Chagim. Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot. Torah says it over and over again. Right? Those are the names the Torah describes the Yom Tov. Chag HaMatzot, we understand. Because the mitzvah of Pesach is matzah. So we call it Chag HaMatzot. Sukkot, we understand. Chag HaSukkot, because the mitzvah of the Yom Tov is Sukkah. So it's Chag HaSukkot. What's Chag HaShavuot? The festival of the weeks. Is that what the day is all about? The weeks is what happened before. So why do you call the festival Chag HaShavuot? Chag Matan Torah. Why Chag HaShavuot? The answer is very simple. Without the Shavuot beforehand, without that preparation, there's no Matan Torah. Chabal al Zaman, you're not ready. Yeah? The whole Chag depends on how you spent those weeks. The Chag is Chag HaShavuot. It depends on the weeks of preparation Sfirat HaOm. If you had a preparation, you understood what Sfirat HaOm is all about, you counted, it was Sheva Shabbatot Temimot, you counted, you purified yourself, you counted the days to make sure that every day was a day counted, it was a day of preparation, a day of Aliyah, you're ready now. So the Chag is called Chag HaShavuot, already to imprint on us that this Chag depends on the weeks which went previous to it. That's how it's important, is Sfirat HaOm. So now you understand why it's also Shion Shavuot, because this is Shavuot. Without these days, without what we're going through now, there's no Shavuot. And with this, we can understand something more. It's very interesting that the Shluach HaKodesh brings down Ish Mipi Ish that he heard B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Polak. A minhag, which Rabbi Yaakov Polak said that one should do, which wasn't known in Klal Yisrael till then. Yeah? Who was Rabbi Yaakov Polak? You know, the in Ashkenaz, the main yeshiv was in Germany, in France and Germany, that was the main yeshiv. But then they had terrible redifas in these countries. Yeah, they were expelled from France in 1306 or whatever it was. In Germany, they had redifas the whole time. So the Yidden started moving towards Poland. And Rabbi Yaakov Polak was amongst the Chachamim who went. He was called Polak because he lived in Poland, right? I think it was yeshiva, it was in Lublin. He started yeshiva, a very famous yeshiva. And he brought the Torah to the all the Talmidim, yeah, that came afterwards of Shachna and so on and so forth, and the Ramon and so on and so forth, that was based on the yeshiva of Rabbi Yaakov Polak. And he came out with a tremendous chiddush at that time. The Shluach HaKodesh brings it. It was a chiddush. He said that every Shabbat, we can bring in Shabbat early. Right? There's a mitzvah to be makdim and bring in Shabbat early. And Yom Tov as well, most Yomim Tovim we can also bring in early. But Shavuot you cannot bring in early. Yeah? He said you have to wait to make kiddush. Yeah? Kiddush, he says. Shluach HaKodesh, this is kiddush. That's the minhag Sfaradim that we wait only to make kiddush. Ma'ariv we loved before. But Kiddush, the first night Shabbat, you have to say only after Laila Vaday, only after it becomes night. Why? He says, if you make Kiddush early on Shabbat, it's lacking in the Sheva Shabbatot Temimot. It's lacking the seven complete, it's not complete. That's a tremendous thing, isn't it? What does that mean? I'm waiting for Kabbalah Satoya. I'm waiting for Shabbat. I want to bring it early. No. What's going on of it? What's the understanding of this? And sounds like Fid Varenu is beautiful. Because Kabbalat HaTorah without the preparation is not Kabbalat HaTorah. You're not ready. So what do you mean you want to bring in early, but you're not yet ready? You haven't yet bought your clothes. So what you want you're ready to come under the chuppah, you haven't got the suit. So there's no point in cutting even that 1 hour. You want to bring in 1 hour, 2 hours early? No. The day has to finish. The preparation of Kabbalah HaTorah has to be complete. Only then you're ready for Shavuot. Don't bring it 1 minute early. It's a murder kazakh. It's a tremendous thing. It's tremendous in the bank. Yeah? I want already Shavuos. I want already. What do you mean you want? Yeah? Halavai, have an extra day of preparation. Don't cut it. Don't break it at all. You need that preparation. That's what Yaakov Polak was mechadish, and that's minhag became b'chol tzvus is so everywhere. Kimat everywhere. Maybe there's some places still they don't. It's not halacha. It's not brought down the Talmud. It's not brought down in the Iker Shoinim. But it's a chiddush was the Shluach HaKodesh brings down Shem Yaakov Polak from that chiddush was nitpashin b'chol klal Yisrael. It makes sense what he's saying. So now we come to Leil Shavuot itself, the night of Shavuot. The night of Shavuot is different from all other nights. Manishtan alayla zeh mikol alilot. Every Yom Tov, yeah, every Shabbat, there's a mitzvah of Onig Shabbat and Onig Yom Tov. To rejoice, to be relaxed, to be our bodies and our neshamas should all be in a very happy and calm mood. Because of this, there's an inyan to sleep more on Shabbos. Everyone's mekayem that v'hidur laf. Yeah. Shina b'Shabbos tanuk. Shabbos Rosh Tevis. Shina b'Shabbos tanuk. The way to be me'ani Shabbos, one of the ways is through sleeping. The Ramah brings down Shulchan Aruch. Every day it's written baboker, by the Kabbalah Tamid it says baboker. Yeah. And Shabbat it says ubiyom haShabbat. So the Ramah says that's a remez. And Shabbat you can sleep in a little bit. Because at the end of the day, the main time is to sleep in a little bit. That's the main time. Right? So a person, instead of getting up whatever time he gets up during the week, so he's able on Shabbos to sleep in a little bit. It's part of the only Shabbat. Come Shavuot, we say, the minhag is, in Klal Yisrael, we don't go to sleep at all. So where's the onig? Where's the onig Yom Tov? Is that how we manage the Yom Tov? What's going on over here? A person benadah shinim einayim, such a tremendous tzar. A person doesn't sleep the whole night. The answer is, what is the reason why we don't sleep? To understand that, you have to understand what's the reason why we don't sleep. We know the Magen Avraham brings a tam pashti, but the source is from the Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar Kadosh says, what's the reason? Because now's the time to put on the tachshite color, in order the color should be ra'ui to the chuppah. So let me explain to you the derech moshel that we said. We're getting married, right? 50 days is the engagement period. So what's Shavuos? Shavuos is the day of the chuppah. Shavuos is the day of the chuppah. That's Kabbalah Satoya. We're coming under the chuppah. We're getting married now, right? What does a chosen and kala do on the day of the wedding? You don't see a kala going to sleep on the day of a wedding, do you? Yeah? She's busy from the beginning of the day. She has to do her hair, she has to do her, put on makeup, she has to put on things, whatever. Yeah? That's what we're doing the night of Shavuos. We're putting on the malbushim now. Till now, Sumer Abbas told, we're preparing our neshamas. We're preparing ourselves, right? Now we're prepared, now we have to put on the malbushim. We have to wear the clothes. The Zohar Kadosh says, we're putting on tachshitei kala. We're putting on the decorations of the color, the final preparations. Yeah? That is done on Shavuos night. We cannot sleep that night. How do we prepare ourselves? By learning the Chavdalet. Chavdalet Tachshitei Kala. We have Chavdalet Svarim on the Tanakh. We have to learn the first 24. You know, the minhag is, we read the Tikkun, that's the beginning and end of all the books of Tanakh. As the Zohar Kadosh says, that we have to learn through the whole of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim B'derech Katzar. By doing so, we're putting on the Tachshitei Kala, and then we're ready to come under the Chuppah. Yatzon Be'ez Hashem, this word should give us a bit of chizuk, and now we're coming towards Shavuos. Obviously, there's more what to say. I've got what more to say, but the time has stopped me. Yeah, but we're now in the final weeks. We're less than 2 weeks to Shavuos. We're coming up to the holy Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satoya Be'ez Hashem. We should use this time for preparation in order to shine ourselves in every way, sense of the word. We should be Zoichet to Kabbalah Satoya Be'ez Hashem.